Euronet Plus Panorama is a weekly review of European news broadcast by our network of EU radio stations.
Welcome back to Euronet Plus Panorama. On Wednesday, Euronet Plus held its annual youth summit. We were joined by Roberta Metsola, President of the European Parliament, who took questions on disinformation, climate and defence from our panel of young journalists from across the bloc. Metsola's message to young Europeans? If you don't vote, others will decide for you. As the youngest ever Parliament President, Metsola has something of a unique perspective to offer young listeners. She explains that she entered politics at an early age because she wanted to take decisions for her own generation, instead of letting older people decide for her. The Parliament chief has long been an advocate of giving citizens as young as 16 the right to vote in EU elections. This is already the case in four EU countries, Austria, Belgium, Germany, and her own country, Malta, with the voting age set at 17 in Greece. Metsola is asked by a Gen Z journalist from Radio 24 in Italy if she believes other member states should follow suit. She does not waver in her conviction that 16 and 17-year-olds are entitled to a political say, but adds that it is not enough simply to offer them a vote. We need to actively engage them in the process.
I am continuing to be convinced in each country where I go and I meet with 16-year-olds and I say, I think that those 16-year-olds should have the possibility to choose who represents them. That's hence our responsibility to make sure that we are as engaged as possible in a campaign that targets those 16-year-olds in those countries that you mentioned. Because if you start voting at a young age, then you will recognize that civic duty throughout your life.
She adds that the benefit of engaging with such young voters is that they truly have a different perspective, often focusing on issues such as access to education, travel opportunities, and youth-specific healthcare concerns. A colleague from Poland's Polski Radio challenges President Metsola on how the EU institutions intend to help combat disinformation in what is being widely referred to as the biggest election year globally in history.
We have the Digital Services Act, which places responsibility on regulators in order to create that safe space for people of all ages to be able to access information that is correct, that is not generated by artificial intelligence. We have the world's first ever AI Act, Artificial Intelligence Act.
Of course, she adds, legislation only goes so far.
We not only have to legislate, but we also need to create awareness. It's awareness, it's education, it's disinformation campaigns, and also legislation that not only gives us the responsibility, but gives our partners in the tech world the responsibility to uphold that truth that we need in this world for voters to make conscious choices.
Climate anxiety is a very real thing among the youth of today, but particularly in countries that are bearing more than their fair share of the brunt of climate change. Countries such as Portugal, where one young colleague from Radio Renascença laments the fall of the Fridays for Future movement. He says this already seems a world away from where he sees the debate at now, somewhere where Europe's climate ambitions are gradually being chipped away at. So, how can we make sure that the climate challenge remains a priority, even in a post-2024 parliament that may host more conservative representatives?
The aim is for us to be the most climate ambitious continent by 2050 in terms of neutrality, in terms of trading systems, in terms of providing an example to the rest of the world. But we need to make sure that we have the so-called buy-in of our population. In other words, what are we going to do to cushion the social and economic impact of our legislation? If we don't do that, then we have people who either stop voting or who find comfort in the extremes. And my job, my colleague's job, is to make sure we find that balance in keeping the ambition, in making sure we cost our proposals, we make sure our small enterprises continue to thrive.
Metsola adds that she is all too aware of climate anxiety, as her own children will be voting for the first time in this election, and this is their number one concern. But can the balance and ambition she talks about really go hand in hand? The Maltese politician thinks so.
We will continue to be voting in this mandate on very ambitious environmental legislation. We have 2040 targets that are coming up in a few hours. We have scaled back as a parliament where we thought that the buy-in that I mentioned, in other words, how citizens feel included in the decisions that we take, was not enough. And therefore, we saw the commission withdrawing a piece of legislation on pesticides. Was it a good proposal in the first place? Was it going to succeed? No. Parliament voted against, democratic vote. Council, governments were never going to vote in favour of it. So what we would expect from an institutional perspective is that when there's a legislation that cannot work, then the commission withdraws it. Finally, that was done and we are very happy about it.
By way of a brief explanation of the legislative packages mentioned by Metsola, on Tuesday, the commission released a communication on the EU's target of a 90% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2040. On its way to net zero by 2050. A new law establishing this target is now on its way. Yet the very same day, facing mounting pressure from farmers and MEPs, Commission President Ursula von der Leyen withdrew the controversial draft regulation on the sustainable use of pesticides, which aimed to halve pesticide use by 2030. This will now have to go back to the drawing board. In response to a question from a young Bulgarian journalist at BNR, Metsola advocates for more youth involvement in the earliest stages of drawing up legislation.
Our call, as we work towards the creation of the next European Commission, is that those considerations, the so-called youth check, is placed at the heart and core of every legislative proposal that comes out of the Commission and then comes to us as legislators in order to work with it. If it doesn't come at the proposal phase, sometimes I fear it's too late. You know, a proposal is already boxed in and it's very difficult to change the parameters.
The European Parliament asked the Commission to introduce this EU youth check, or youth test, back in 2022. A month ago, the Commission committed to doing so. The tool, which already exists in a number of EU countries, including France and Germany, is designed to assess, in partnership with youth stakeholders, the impact of proposed legislation on young people, with a view to mitigating measures being put in place as and where required. The summit's closing question came from Latvia, where military conscription has recently been reintroduced. The Latvias Radio contributor asks Roberta Metsola about the bloc's efforts to strengthen collective security and defence cooperation.
Well, there is no doubt that the world has changed completely since the 24th of February 2022. But I also need to say mea culpa to our colleagues from the Baltic states, including Latvia, that had long been warning us before 24th of February 2022 that there was an aggressive expansionist neighbor of the European Union that was waiting to exactly do what it did in 2008. And 2014. Putin did not stop in 2008, he did not stop in 2014, he doesn't look like he's stopping now, and that has triggered the European Union to take certain actions in order to be better prepared, in order to see the need, finally, for a true and proper security and defense union, in order to make sure that NATO has the capacities and the capabilities that it needs in order to prevent, deter potential attacks.
And she goes on to clarify why it is so important for Europe to look beyond its own borders in this regard, particularly at this specific moment in history.
What will happen after the presidential elections in the United States after November? We need to be ready for a scenario where Europe could be alone and therefore needs to be prepared in terms of, for example, help to Ukraine.
So in this challenging world, it is as important as ever for all of us, young and old alike, to use our democratic rights to make our individual voices heard in the coming European elections. The Parliament President leaves us with some food for thought.
If you don't vote, the 720 chairs are going to be filled. You might not like what you see. If you don't vote, others will be deciding for you.
So that's it for today, folks. We'll be back again next week to take you on a tour of the Euronet Plus network.